Chapter 3. Fighting Karaid. Old books about animals say that the mongoose will eat a special herb after it is bitten by a snake, an herb that will cure it of the snake's poison, and that is why the mongoose can fight snakes. This is not true. The winner in a fight between a snake and a mongoose is the one who is the fastest. The snake's blow must be faster than the mongoose's jump if he is to win. The motion of a snake's head when it strikes is faster than the eye can move. This makes things much more wonderful than any magic herb. Rikki Tikki Tavi was proud of himself for escaping a strike from behind, especially since he was such a young mongoose. It made him feel good about himself, and when Teddy came running down the path, Rikki Tikki Tavi was ready to be petted. But just as Teddy was bending down to pet Rikki Tikki Tavi, something moved a little in the dust. A tiny voice was heard. "Be careful, I am Death." It was Karaid, the small brown snake that chooses to lie on the dusty earth. His bite is as dangerous as the cobra's. But he is so small that people are not afraid of him. Because of this, he is able to harm more people than the cobra. Rikki Tikki Tavi's eyes grew red again, and he danced up to Karaid. He moved in the strange way that mongooses do. He rocked and swayed in a funny way. It might look odd, but the movement is perfectly balanced. That way, the mongoose can suddenly jump off in any direction. It gives him an advantage when fighting snakes. Rikki Tikki Tavi didn't know it, but fighting Karaid was much more dangerous than fighting Nog. Karaid was smaller and quicker. Unless Rikki Tikki Tavi bit him close to the back of the head, he'd get his own eye or lip bitten. Still, with his eyes red, he rocked back and forth planning his attack. Karaid struck out. Rikki Tikki Tavi jumped to the side and tried to run in, but the wicked little snake nearly bit his shoulder. He had to jump over the snake's body, and Karaid was following close behind. Teddy shouted toward the house. "Oh, look here! Our mongoose is killing a snake!" Rikki Tikki Tavi heard a scream from Teddy's mother. Teddy's father ran out with a stick. By the time the big man got there, Karaid had leapt out once too far, and Rikki Tikki Tavi had jumped on his back. He dropped his head and bit the snake as high up the back as he could, then rolled away. The bite made the snake unable to move, and Rikki Tikki Tavi was about to eat him. He would start at the tail and work his way up, as was the custom of his family at dinner. But then he remembered that a full meal makes a slow mongoose. If he wanted to be ready for a fight, he must keep himself thin. He went away for a dust bath under some bushes while Teddy's father beat the dead snake. "What is the use of that?" thought Rikki Tikki Tavi. "I have settled it all. The snake is already dead." Then Teddy's mother picked Rikki Tikki Tavi up from the dust and held him close. She cried that he had saved Teddy from death. Teddy's father said that he was sent to protect them. And Teddy looked on with big scared eyes. Rikki Tikki Tavi thought this was all very funny. Teddy's mother might just as well have petted him for playing in the dust, something he always did. Rikki Tikki Tavi was thoroughly enjoying himself.